Still Life, painted by a Dutch art school lost to time, was created to immortalize the famous musician Corelli. Reminiscent of older times, the piece shows multiple extravagant items, including a golden chalice, a clay jar, silver trays full of fruits, and a picture of Corelli right by his precious violin. These items seem to me as a showcase of Corelli's wealth and passions. To focus more on his musical career, however, Arcangelo Corelli is a renowned violinist known for his dramatic style, displayed in his numerous concerti grossi, which entertained thousands and inspired composers for centuries to come. However, for me, after my first glance at this piece, and maybe yours too, you might notice its hollow feeling, the few bright and colorful segments being doled out with muted tones, dimmed further by the dark room. So I thought there could be a different meaning here as well. Maybe the dark Dutch art style can stand for something else, even if it's past the artist's intention. If you learned about Dutch history, you might know about the VOC, or Dutch East India Company. The VOC is known for being the first company to colonize and exploit foreign countries for resources. Looking closer, we can fairly confidently assume the origins of most of the items. The jars of Chinaware, the chalice seems to be made of components mined from Africa, and the blanket is reminiscent of Asian styles. However, knowing the conditions of colonies during this era, we can infer that these items were not obtained using fair methods. Overall, I see this painting not only as a tribute to Corelli, but also as a critique on colonialism. The dim lighting and tone of the image represent how colonizers drain the world of creativity, or powerful countries take what is not rightfully theirs. This is Adrian Yuen with another Bulldog artwork.